Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watt with Farm Bureau. Kentucky's Lone Ethanol Plant is now producing more than 43 million bushels of fuel ethanol per year, with the facility using more than 15 million bushels of Kentucky corn. Commonwealth Agri-Energy General Manager Mick Henderson presented the annual report during the Hopkinsville Elevator annual meeting earlier this month.
At Commonwealth Agri-Energy, we recently improved efficiencies to achieve our highest ethanol yield in gallons per bushel, with lower natural gas usage and lower electrical usage per gallon. Last year, we applied for a new Kentucky air permit to expand production. We then applied for an efficient ethanol producer pathway permit with the federal EPA.
Henderson says the plant has more than doubled the capacity since it began operating.
In the 15 years we've been operating, we started at a 20 million gallon per year plant in 2004. We ran that first year at 24 million gallons, expanded to 33 million gallons in 2006. We nudged it up to 35 million gallons per year by 2017, and expanded again last year.
He adds the ethanol plant set a new production record in fiscal year 2018.
This last fiscal year, we produced 43.1 million fuel ethanol gallons and utilized 14.6 million bushels of your corn. We also produced over 120,000 tons of DDGs, 75,000 tons of carbon dioxide, 6,500 tons of corn distiller's oil, and we improved efficiencies last year to achieve our ethanol yield at 2.95 gallons per bushel with our lowest natural gas usage per gallon.
We'll have more in a moment.
You'll find farms in all 120 Kentucky counties. Know what else you'll find? A Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance agent. That means you get coverage on what's important to you, from farms and fishing boats to minivans and mobile homes, from someone who's part of your community. That's why for 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been known as Kentucky's Farm Bureau. Why Farm Bureau? Because personal service from someone you know makes all the difference. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Commonwealth Agri-Energy's Mick Henderson says most of the ethanol produced is shipped to this region of the country.
To Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga, and various other local markets in Kentucky and Tennessee. We just recently added a customer up in Illinois that supplies 10% ethanol blends right here in Hopkinsville at Huck's.
He adds the other products are also utilized in Kentucky.
Our distillers' grains have continued strong values to corn and soybean meal as a component of livestock rations this year. We ship mostly local by truck, but can ship barges from the HEC Clarksville port. Wet feeds are sold locally to the beef and dairy farmers in the area.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.